Sometimes nothing happens for decades, and then decades happen in months. Recent events in geopolitics have been nothing short of monumental. These pivotal events can be classified into two categories, peace and de-dollarization. They both represent unprecedented opportunities for the global South to surge forward in terms of economic development. Let's first take a look at what I jokingly call as a pandemic of peace. This started with a historic rapprochement between Saudi Arabia and Iran. To add more astonishment, this peace deal was brokered by China, which has now transformed into a diplomatic powerhouse. This deal was quickly followed by a detente between Syria and the entire Arab League. And as an icing on the cake, Saudi Arabia and Yemen have agreed to end the war, which started in 2014 or 2015. What amazing and heartwarming changes in the Middle East, which I believe is now poised for rapid growth and development. In parallel to the pandemic of peace, there has been a silent revolution against dollar hegemony around the world. The most shocking of them all was China buying liquefied natural gas from the UAE through a French company. Hello, Petroyuan. Goodbye, petrodollar. Then, during Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Russia, Putin announced that 2/3 of Russia-China trade is already happening in rubles and yuan. President Putin also said that Russia will start using Chinese yuan to trade with countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Then Brazil, the largest Latin American country, said that it will trade with China in local currencies. And now, Brazil's president Lula is in China, and he might sign the agreement to join China's Belt and Road Initiative. We have to wait and see. Then, India said that it's working with 18 countries to skip the US dollar and instead use local currencies. Finally, the 10 ASEAN countries are also working on a plan to completely eliminate dollar and euro in intra-ASEAN trade. These events are unfolding at an incredibly rapid pace. But why suddenly? The straw that broke the camel's back was the confiscation of Russia's foreign exchange reserves by the US and the EU. By weaponizing the global reserve currency, the globalists have shot themselves in the foot. But this is actually good news. The world needs to get away from the current broken financial system. The dollar's exorbitant privilege has also been bad for the US, which has been tempted into deindustrialization and casino capitalism. Look how the Fed creates trillions of dollars out of thin air and bails out US banks every few years. However, the system never has money for higher wages, free college, cheap healthcare, good infrastructure, etc. It's a rigged system. Foolishly, the Europeans have been following this Fugazi model of financial capitalism, even though they got burnt in the 2008 financial crisis. And the consequences have been staggering. The EU has had virtually zero GDP growth in the last 15 years. Incredibly, with a stagnant economy, Europe decided to wage a proxy war on Russia, the vital source of cheap oil and energy. Did the Europeans not learn anything from World War I and World War II? From India's point of view, the future lies in Eurasia, starting with peace in the neighborhood. Imagine a peaceful Asia where India, China, Pakistan, South Korea, Japan, and Russia make peace with one another. Let's rethink a multipolar world where cooperation and win-win are the key words. Everything begins with an idea. The possibilities are endless. We must spread the ideas of a new architecture and vision for economic development, infrastructure, peace, and financial reforms. The end.